This is Murray Yates welcoming you today to Mission Breakthrough. Good afternoon, and welcome to Mission Breakthrough. Today we are calling our program MITRE, short for MITRE 10. The reason being is that as we go through the program today, you can take each individual letter and it will help you to remember what we are talking about. Yes, this afternoon we are looking at why Jesus Christ came to this earth. How does Jesus Christ coming to earth affect me and you? Is there such places as heaven and hell? Once I die, where am I going? Is it possible that I could live forever? If it is possible, how am I going to get there? People in every nation have heard about Jesus Christ. People have grown up in the churches and heard of the miraculous things that Jesus did. Some hated Jesus, particularly those in the temples and those in high authority. What was some of the miracles that Jesus did? The first miracle that Jesus did took place at a wedding. There were many people there celebrating a marriage when someone realized that the wine was running out. Mary, Jesus' mother, came to him and told him what had happened. When Jesus was told, he said, "What is that to me?" And Jesus told the servants to pour water into the huge containers which the wine was stored in. Only the servants knew what had happened. And Jesus told the servants to take the wine in to the person who was in charge of the celebrations. When he tasted the wine, he was surprised and said that most people serve the best wine first, but you have kept it till last. Only the servants knew what had happened. Jesus helped the people who put on the marriage feast as well as the bride and groom. Jesus can come into your life and help change your life. Just as he was willing to step into the lives of people when he walked physically on this earth, so he will help you today as you put your trust in him and have a personal relationship with him. Another time, Jesus was being welcomed by a crowd of other people. A ruler of the synagogue called Jairus came and fell down before Jesus, pleading with him to come to his house because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. A woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind Jesus and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. And when they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out of me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," he said. "Don't bother the teacher anymore." Hearing this, Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. Just believe that she will be healed." Jesus didn't let anyone come in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's mother and father. And when they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went into them and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's hand and said to her, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Immediately the girl stood up and walked around. She was only 12 years of age. At this they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Here was a man called Jesus who loved men, women, and children. Jesus was ready to step into situations where individuals had a need which he alone could rectify. He still does the same today. We simply need faith and trust in God's Word, the Bible. It is Jesus who makes the pages of the Bible come alive today. Why? Because Jesus is the living Word and He lives forevermore. The next letter in the word mitre is I. Whereas the letter M was for miracles, the letter I stands for the sinful nature in men and women. Men and women and children want to have their own way. It also stands for the fact that instead of individuals wanting to have it God's way, they prefer to go their own way regardless of the consequences. I stands for sin. It will go my way. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." In Romans 6:23, it goes on to say that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Many people go on sinning because they have not been told that God hates our sin, but He loves you and me. This is why Jesus came to this earth, so we could read the Bible which tells of His love for you and for me. You see, the Bible is about Jesus, and Jesus changes us on the inside, and if we are willing to repent and turn away from our sin, the wrong things that we do are forgiven. When we ask for forgiveness, Jesus sends the power of the Holy Spirit who comes and dwells within us and gives us the power which helps us not to sin. There are people who think that they don't want to change because they don't have enough willpower. But it doesn't depend on willpower alone. The Bible tells us that God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him and puts their trust in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Eternal life is a gift which starts on this earth. But once you die, you will go to be with God in heaven. You will go to live with God in heaven if you have believed and trusted that Jesus Christ came to die for you and took the punishment for yourself. Otherwise, it is too late. This is why it is the most important thing that a person should know, that this good news decides where a person is going to go once they die. The T reminds me of the cross. Jesus Christ died on that cross. He had come to this earth for this reason, to save you. He came to save you from the punishment that you and I deserve. And He came to save you from eternal death. And God is a just God, and because He is holy and because we are sinners, God can have nothing to do with us. However, because God loves you but hates your sin, God devised a plan so that men and women could be saved from eternal death. Jesus came to die on a cross where He suffered the most terrible death by being nailed to a cross and being lashed and beaten for you and for me. Jesus died to take the punishment for every sin that you have committed. Why? Because God demanded a sacrifice from a sinless person, and God's Son, Jesus, was the only person who had ever sinned. And Jesus died willingly on the cross for you because he loves you. So what was happening on the cross? Well, Jesus was taking the punishment that you and I deserved, that we should be saved. He who knew no sin, the Bible says, became sin, and he took the punishment for your sin upon himself. What was it again? Saved from what? Well, from the penalty of our sin, which is really death. The only way that we can avoid going to a lost eternity is to repent, and this is what the hour is for. This means that you turn to Jesus who took the punishment for your sin, and you need to turn away from your sin and start to follow Jesus Christ. E stands for eternal life. And wicked men took Jesus, they beat him and finally killed him by hanging him on a cross. This was the cruelest death, because a person could hang on the cross for several hours, trying to push himself up so that he could get air into his lungs. And there were two thieves being crucified at the same time as Jesus. Two other men besides Jesus, who were both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on the right, the other on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the Chosen One." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." And there was a written notice above him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." And one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." And then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." It's as we have this insight, all of a sudden this man, for instance, realized who Jesus really was. And that day he would have invited him to come into his life. And Jesus was able to say to him, "Yes, I will see you in paradise. Today you will be with me there." It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And the sun even stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. And Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And when he had said this, he breathed his last. And the centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." And when all the people who had gathered to witness the sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the woman who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. And the marvelous thing was this: they took the body of Jesus and they put it in a grave. That is, they put him in a cave and they rolled a huge boulder over the front of it. But you know, because Jesus was the Son of God and he was dying in your place and mine, he could also come alive again. 3 days later, Jesus rose again and showed himself to many people. Those same people, in some cases, had seen him die upon a cross. And yet, here was Jesus, who rose again, having died before those people. Truly, he does have all power and all authority, because after 3 days, he went back to his Father in heaven, but returned, and for 40 days he taught the disciples and many other people before he finally went back to heaven. Yes, Jesus is alive today. You too can invite him into your life. You too can be forgiven by praying a simple prayer, which I have with me. That is, as long as you believe that Jesus died for you, rose again, and is alive today. And this is what the prayer simply says. You may bow your head if you wish. And I'm going to go through the prayer, and you can follow me if you wish. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. And Jesus will come into your life if you prayed that prayer today, believing that he died and rose again. But something more before we close today. God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and he will guide you into that plan and purpose. And you will be able to find that as you read the Bible, that God is speaking to you, because the words in the Bible can describe the things that Jesus not only is, but what he did as well. May the Lord bless you this day. This is Murray Yates signing off. Yeah.
시작한 So lofty the world He gave us his son Who gave up his life Atonement for sin And opened the life gate That all may go in To God be the glory Great things he had done Perfect redemption, the purchase of blood. To every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes. That moment from Jesus, the pardon receives. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son. Lift up his great name and tell everyone. To God be the glory. Great things he had done. Things he had done. And great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be the awe and the wonder when Jesus we see to God.